And as we continue to celebrate Rotuma Language Week this morning, we are privileged to have the dynamic duo behind the newly launched PMN Rotuma Language Show on 531 PI. We have on the line Noia Māori and good morning, Fesaitu Solomoni and Georgie Vai. They've just landed in Wellington. Noia Māori, guys.
Hiya.
How's it going? How was the landing?
There's lots of wind. We started having wind and the rain. It was just too much for us.
That is Wellington. Welcome for you guys. And congratulations. Tell us a little bit about yourselves for our listeners. I'll ask you first, Georgie. Tell us a little bit about your background and what journey have you taken to lead you down to this path to be a producer and a broadcaster for PMN Rotuma Language Program?
Yeah, whi ekse e te. So oto asele pote, oto hunta yohen te iti tiu oina whanua tau, so those are districts in Rotuma. My father is Tongan, so he hails from Waiponga. In terms of my journey, I'm a New Zealand born. I have been blessed to learn the language through my mother. So I understand it fluently. However, I'm still on a learning journey trying to speak it in full. I've been involved in the community, the Rotuma community, most of my life. And I've been on a journey through youth. As a former deputy of a Rotuman group here, as well as an assistant secretary, and also now this year as a comms lead for the 2021 Rotuma Language Week. So that's kind of a brief description of what I've done, my journey. But I'll probably hand it to Itu to explain her journey.
I actually have to do the koe Māori.
It's a very warm welcome. We have to give you a warm welcome because it's so windy and cold down here in Wellington. We just thought we'd bring the heat from Auckland. Background is in media television and Sky TV last year. Decided to just venture out and do something completely different. And I won't go into the detail of my professional case, but more so on the language and our community. I'm a tutor at PEC as well. Now with PMN Radio, it's quite nice to have another platform to help take our language further. So, basically, that's my background. I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Iceland, in Rotuma. Just moved over to New Zealand in 2006. So it's been a beautiful journey in terms of working with different organizations in supporting our language, but also our community as well in terms of the Language Week and the ministry and other funders as well in the space.
Fayexia, Fesaitu, I want to ask you, what was it like growing up on Rotuma now that you reflect back on life? Was life good? Was life easy? Were there difficulties?
I have to say, if the situation had missed today and if the opportunities out here in Aotearoa is the same back home, to be honest, I wouldn't leave the island. Life in the island is much better. Everything is free. You just have to work the land, go fishing, and that's the life I like. And I love growing up, and something that I honestly miss being there. The houses, you're right next to the beach. Rather here, you have to pay millions of dollars to have a view. So, those are things that I get a lot of people don't, as we leave the island, is much more than we actually growing up. But, definitely, if there's opportunities in terms of economic situations and work, and I would choose Rotuma over, anywhere.
And now in terms of the health services there for education, how good are they?
Health services, there's lots of improvement that's required. That's all been built at the moment. In terms of education, we have primary schools and also one high school. The performance is still the same, but it's also gone up to year 13, which is the equivalent of Form 7 back home. But yeah, no, definitely, there's the whole medical system there is a big overhaul in terms of support for our people. But you know, just like any other small topic, there's always struggles, and there's opportunities to actually support in that space as well.
Now, is the loss of some of our most productive Rotumans an issue in Rotuma, like it is in some of our smaller island communities, where after Form 7, the only option for our young people is to go off island? Or are there some who are quite happy to grow up and spend their whole lives on Rotuma?
Well, I guess you've basically mentioned that, and that's exactly what it is. A lot of our people prefer to. My siblings, three of them back in the island, including the fourth one that went over to Fiji, worked and decided, you know, Rotuma was much better. On your own little small business, that foods and everything that you want to do, and, you know, you're your own boss. And I guess for us, you know, there are some of us who have to move away. There's some that have to stay back and nurture the land and look after our homes and everything. So, you know, there's always the part of it that wants to make it, and some has to stay back. And it's the same in the island as well. There's a lot of them that, in terms of supporters, families, they can't have that opportunity financially to send their children to study further studies in Fiji or internationally. So they end up staying back home. And some have gone over, come back and felt it was much better. It's cheaper on the island, and you know, there's more stress, I would say.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're quickly running out of time. But finally, to Georgie, my final question is along the same line. Georgie, would you one day envisage yourself returning to motherland get yourself right into the culture and learn language in an immersive setting?
Yeah, oh gosh, absolutely. You know, I've only never reached the island. I've only reached Fiji, where majority of my family live, just to the point of your discussion with CCE2. But look, I would go there and I'd speak language and culture and spend a bit of time there. But, you know, let's hope that during these times that we can get through it and the borders can open and allow me to do so.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much for making time for us, and we look forward to hearing you on 5:31 PI on Friday afternoon.
Bye-ex-ia.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ed at 5:31 PI, bringing Pacific people together.